Hi, and welcome to a new episode of our Rock the Prototype podcast, the podcast that demystifies the digital world and provides you with compact and relevant knowledge about software development. I'm Sascha Block, an IT architect based in Hamburg and your host of the Rock the Prototype podcast. And today we delve into the most unsettling cybersecurity events of our time, the SolarWinds hack. Imagine a world where our strongest security measures are breached, not through brute force, but through a subtle, almost invisible threat. That's exactly what happened at the end of 2020, when a cyber attack of the alarming precision and scope was discovered. The SolarWinds hack has been a hacker attack that not only exposed vulnerabilities in the IT security infrastructure of major organizations worldwide, but also raised the question, how secure are our digital systems really? In this episode of our Rock the Prototype podcast, we unveil the facts, analyze the impacts, and seek answers. Who is behind the SolarWinds hack? How did such a sophisticated malware known as Sunburst infiltrate the software of a trusted network management tool? And what does this mean for the future of cybersecurity? Look forward to engaging minutes and insightful facts focusing on enhanced IT security for software development and digital infrastructures. In this podcast episode, we reflect on the current legal proceedings surrounding SolarWinds and examine the significance of this case for software development and its associated risks. The lawsuit filed by the US Securities and Exchange Commission against SolarWinds for insufficiently communicated security risks clearly demonstrates that transparency and accountability in software development and cybersecurity are indispensable. The case highlights the risks associated with using third-party solutions and emphasizes the necessity for companies to remain vigilant in their development and deployment processes. The incident revealed the vulnerability of IT infrastructures and underscores the importance of security strategies that focus not only the prevention but also the incident response. For software developers and IT professionals, it's a clear signal that security cannot be an afterthought, but must be an integral part of the entire application lifecycle. The recently published vulnerability statistics from the German Federal Office for Information Security, BSI, shows that new threats are continuously emerging, making constant adaptation and improvement of security measures essential. Given the increasing professionalization of cybercrime, development teams and IT managers must take a proactive role and ensure that their products and services are as robust as possible against attacks. The SolarWinds case underscores the importance of careful risk management, regular patching, the implementation of a multi-factor authentication, and strong incident response planning. Thus, the SolarWinds case serves as a wake-up call not only for the IT industry, but for all organizations, demonstrating that cybersecure is an ongoing commitment that must keep pace with ever-evolving challenges. Simultaneously, the legal aftermath of the SolarWinds hack serves as a reminder that in the digital world, security and responsibility must go hand in hand. From the initial incident report triggering by the US security firm FireEye to the long-term consequences of this unprecedented cyber intrusion and the theft of immense amounts of data, we will examine all relevant facts. We will also discuss the Kerckhoff's principle and its significance for modern cybersecurity, exploring why it is highly relevant in the face of such advanced threats. So sharpen your senses and prepare to dive deep into the topic of IT security. Here at the ROX Prototype Podcast, your journey into the world of software development and IT security begins. Stay vigilant and let's see the course for a more secure digital future together. Let's get started. The SolarWinds hack, a cyber attack of unprecedented dimensions. In the world of cybersecurity, this incident continues to make waves and is considered the largest hack in recent history. How much can we truly rely on the security of our digital systems? SolarWinds hack, an overview of the known facts. The SolarWinds hack, discovered at the end of 2020, is one of the most significant and far-reaching cyber attacks in recent times. It exposed vulnerabilities in the security infrastructure of many major organizations worldwide and showcased the capabilities of high sophisticated hacker groups. Who is behind it? Although there is no definitive proof, many security experts and government officials suspect that the state-sponsored hacker groups are behind the SolarWinds hack. Some incidents point to Russia as the origin of the attack, although the Russian government has vehemently denied any involvement. How was the cyber hack discovered? The US security firm FireEye was among the first to discover and report the hack. It is believed that up to 18,000 organizations worldwide could have been affected by the SolarWinds hack, highlighting the scale and magnitude of this attack. Details about the Sunburst backdoor. The attack was carried out using a backdoor named Sunburst, embedded in SolarWinds Orion software. This backdoor allowed attackers to intercept communications and steal data. One primary reason Sunburst was so difficult to detect lies in its sophistication and camouflage. It mimicked normal network traffic and behaved inconspicuously, enabling it to bypass traditional security solutions. It is believed that the malicious code had been present in the system for months, possibly even over a year, before it was finally discovered by FireEye. This underscores how insidious and stealthy the malware operated. Executing such a complex and sophisticated attack like the SolarWinds hack requires significant resources and a high level of technical expertise. This goes far beyond the capabilities of conventional cybercriminals. It is widely believed that only well-funded and organized groups, often with state support, are capable of carrying out such advanced cyber attacks. The SolarWinds hack demonstrated the abilities and commitment of these advanced threat actors and the necessity to continually improve our cyber defenses. The revelation of the SolarWinds hack has deeply shaken this trust and shown how vulnerable even highly developed systems can be. How secure are our systems and data really? Thousands of companies worldwide, especially in the context of the cloud trend and increasing digitalization, are facing the pressing questions: how secure are our IT systems really? The hacker attack on SolarWinds, a well-known vendor provider of IT and network management software, makes it clear that even the most advanced defense systems are vulnerable to cyber attacks. This event is not only seen as a wake-up call for IT security teams, but also marks the beginning of a new era in cyber espionage. No system is untouchable. Each incident redefines new protective measures for digital security. Ironically, the first discovery of the attack came from a security company that itself became a victim. FireEye, known for its robust security solutions at the time, noticed suspicious activities in its network on December the 9th of 2020. The trail led to a compromised software update of SolarWinds' Orion platform, the so-called Sunburst backdoor, which allowed attackers to deeply infiltrate their victims' networks. Software vulnerabilities in the software development process. SolarWinds counts numerous well-known companies and US government agencies among its customers, making the hack particularly explosive. The vulnerability in SolarWinds software allowed hackers to infiltrate the development process and inject the Trojan directly into the update routine. The perfidious aspect of this strategy: the malicious code hid within trusted software, making detection significantly more difficult. Please be aware, professional hacks infiltrate networks, infrastructure, and software over long periods. IT security experts agree. The attackers were no amateurs. They operated with a high degree of professionalism and patience to cover their tracks and expand their presence in the infiltrated networks. With Sunburst, they possibly created not just one, but multiple entry points. Application of the Kerckhoff's Principle in Modern Cybersecurity. The Key Role of Key Secrecy. To deepen the discussion of cybersecurity and highlight the challenges faced not only by companies like SolarWinds, it's essential to consider the fundamental principles of information security and their implementation. The Kerckhoff's Principle, named after the Dutch cryptologist Auguste Kerckhoff, states that the security of an encryption system should not depend on the secrecy of the algorithm, but solely on the secrecy of the key. As I often say, true security doesn't come from hiding how things work, but from building excellent mechanisms strong enough for reliable code and trustful infrastructure based on transparent software audits. This fundamental IT security principle promotes transparency and resilience. It assumes that even if attackers know how a system works, they cannot gain access without the specific key. Applying this principle ensures that systems remain robust even when their functionality is fully disclosed, as the actual security mechanisms do not depend on the secrecy of their operation. Maximum IT security and robust security through transparency. If the security of a system dependent on hiding its functionality, even small leaks or insider knowledge could lead to a complete breakdown of the security architecture. The Kerckhoff's principle ensures that security is guaranteed by the secret key and not by the obscurity of the algorithm, so that even with the knowledge of the system structures, access is impossible without the key. This is a fundamental insight for software development with high relevance for the IT security of our digital infrastructures. In the context of software, this means that even if an application's code is publicly accessible, as it is the case with open source, the source code should still be secure. If effective quality measures are applied by the community to review the code and identify vulnerabilities efficiently, this inevitably leads to more secure software as more eyes validate the code. Regularly, this strong argument is increasingly cited in favor of open source over proprietary software. By using trusted artificial intelligence and automation, this principle combined with human oversight and a well-defined set of rules can be efficiently expanded. In other words, anything else is a serious breach of responsibility. Secure source code. How development and secure data flow processes and IT security standards form the true battlefields of cybersecurity. The incident at SolarWinds highlights that attack vectors do not necessarily arise from exposed source code. In fact, transparency in software development through open source code can help identify and fix vulnerabilities more quickly. Secure deployment and secure processes around the source code of software are indispensable, especially when secure digital services are to form the backbone of our digital society. The real risks often lie in adequate quality assurance. It regularly begins with the gathering of requirements and is insufficient security standards. Then, risks from vulnerabilities in software naturally affect the software development itself. Additionally, poorly implemented software tests and insufficiently considered security aspects in the development processes amplify the security risks of software. And let's not forget, when transparency is missing in software artifacts, we lose the ability to see what's really going on, making attacks far easier to hide. These gaps in transparency create ideal conditions for attackers to exploit vulnerabilities, infiltrate systems undetected, and plant malicious code. Our traditional excuse for these shortcomings is all too often complexity. If we treat complexity as an excuse, we'll never fix the underlying problems. But if we approach it systematically with machine-readable requirements, versioned code, and auditable pipelines, we turn complexity into clarity. Taming complexity requires discipline, agile digital structures, not excuses. A prime example is security patching. Using outdated software versions with known vulnerabilities is a highly avoidable attack vector. Yet eliminating it requires effective update strategies and sufficient resources. Another vulnerability stems from poor data protection. Unencrypted data, insecure databases, and increasingly critical inadequate secret management in cloud and container infrastructures. Misconfigured service and cloud environments are common gateways for attackers, especially in critical infrastructures. Furthermore, the lack of environment separation between deployment, staging, and production is not just problematic, it should immediately raise serious concerns about governments, as it always indicates an organization not to meet even basic security standards. Trustful and reliable quality assurance must be systemic and afterwards automated. Insufficient or absent testing before go live is a serious red flag. Organizations must prioritize robust security practices that span the entire software delivery pipeline from development to deployment to ensure the integrity of digital services. Post-attack response. What happens after a breach? Closing the Sunburst backdoor is just the beginning. The real challenge lies in through roughly assessing the entire infrastructure for other hidden vulnerabilities and potential backdoors. Recommend post-attack measures include forensic analysis to understand the full scope of the breach, identification and isolation of compromised systems, redeployment with applied patches, review and hardening of security policies and procedures, full-scale network diagnostics, checking every system and device, challenging stakeholder communications, informing customers, partners and staff, engaging cybersecurity experts for independent assessment, mandatory password changes for critical systems, implementation of monitoring tools for early threat detection, creation of a recovery plan to guide future incident response. We need proactive resilience, not reactive damage control, for trustful digital infrastructure. These steps are costly and complex, but they are unavoidable if you wait for a breach to happen. That's why the goal isn't to prevent every cyber attack, an impossible feat, but to build resilience, the ability to detect, withstand, and recover quickly. Establish cybersecurity and secure software development as a culture within your organization. Reliable software and trustful digital infrastructure is more than technology. It's about mindset and behavior. That means continuous training for staff, clear enforced security policies, and a culture of resilience and ownership. Ironically, a successful attack can expose technical and organizational weaknesses, which, if taken seriously, offer a chance for growth. But no one should wait for such a wake-up call. The supply chain threat vector. What makes SolarWinds so alarming is the supply chain aspect. The attackers leveraged trusted third-party software to infiltrate thousands of targets via a single entry point. The Orion platform, produced by SolarWinds, granted extensive access rights, making it a powerful Trojan horse. Supply chain attacks are not new, but their frequency and impact are increasing rapidly. Another notorious example is NotPetya, where a software update mechanism was hijacked to distribute malware globally. When third-party software is compromised, sensitive data such as emails, credentials, and trade secrets can instantly fall into the wrong hands. The consequences span espionage, sabotage, financial loss, legal liability. What's worse, forensic investigations often last for years, and in many cases, it remains unclear which data was accessed or altered. Digital supply chains are the new risk frontier. Our global economy relies on software supply chains, yet their digital nature makes them an ideal target. A single compromised update can spread rapidly, causing cascading failures across entire industries. For this reason, every organization must treat software security as a top priority. Constant vigilance is essential to safeguard the integrity and security of our digital infrastructures. The time to act is now. Secure software doesn't wait, it's designed. Security starts with structure, and that structure starts now. Software security is a governance imperative, and your clock is ticking. Security isn't a feature, it's a foundation. Start building it now. The impacts of such attacks range from catastrophic data loss to operational downtime and long-term reputational damage. Cyber attacks have grown exponentially in recent years, and the need for action is more urgent than ever. It's no longer a question or if you'll be attacked, but when. Security is no longer optional. It's your strategic imperative. Cybercrime is not a genre, it's a global risk. The threats caused by hackers, nation-state actors, and organized groups continue to escalate. To build secure systems, we must leave reactive thinking behind and embrace proactive security by design. This podcast is your companion on that path, connecting strategy, structure, and security in the software development lifecycle. While security professionals rightly emphasize that cybersecurity is an ongoing challenge, this only holds true when structure and transparency within resilient infrastructures are still lacking. My approach addresses both from the ground up. Subscribe to my Rock the Prototype podcast. Got questions or feedback? Don't hesitate to reach out. If you like what you hear, leave me a rating and your comment. I appreciate your support. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode of my Rock the Prototype podcast. Yours, Sascha Block.